This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tips to Safe to Tell, a hotline for students to report violence or threatening behavior, were down 13% last month in the midst of COVID-19. State Attorney General Phil Weiser is encouraging students to keep using the tip line to report safety concerns while homebound. Drugs and suicide threats continue to be two of the top categories reported. Officials say tips to Safe to Tell related to COVID-19 increased last month. The State History Museum plans to record how Coloradans are dealing with the pandemic. History Colorado spokesman Jason Hansen says things people share online give historians a new way of understanding how COVID-19 affects their lives.
We have the tools now in a way that people have never had before, historians have never had before, to really try and capture that big quilt of experience, and that's what we're doing with this project.
The museum is collecting stories from residents via a phone line, an online journal, and at historycolorado.org. Denver International Airport may get nearly $270 million through the federal coronavirus relief law. DIA says passenger traffic is down 95% compared to this time last year. Airport officials plan to use the relief money to keep the airport financially sound. They say they've imposed cost-cutting measures, including a hiring freeze. 41 degrees in Denver, 38 degrees in Colorado Springs, and both locations have a few clouds. This is CPR.